This past weekend, Sioux Valley held its annual Crowley Classic basketball tournament. Six teams, including Sioux Valley, showed up to compete. The Sioux Valley JV girls were even able to compete due to Kenny Lake's basketball team dropping out. The game started immediately after school Thursday and finished late Saturday night with the victory of both the Sioux Valley boys and girls varsity teams. Both the girls and boys varsity teams from Sioux Valley played hard throughout the placement games. Because of this, both teams continued on to the championship game. The girls' championship game was between Inanna and Sioux Valley. The girls played strong, continuing to make points the entire game. With each basket, the crowd roared with excitement, pushing the girls to play harder. Coach James Sickler says he believes the team accomplished this victory through physical play and teamwork.
One big thing that we, our goals going into the tournament were that we embrace the contact because it's a really physical sport, and that we put our selfishness aside and work together a little bit more as a team instead of worrying how we were doing personally on the court, and I think that really helped us succeed this weekend.
Furthermore, Coach Sickler says this victory helps build the team's confidence for the conference tournament that's a couple weeks away. Coach Sickler says he intends to have the team prepare for this tournament by working on the team's consistency.
One large thing is consistency, because we'd play a really strong game or even a really strong half, and then we would follow that up with a poor performance in a half or a whole game. And so we really need to work on our consistency.
The boys' championship game was also between Inanna and Sioux Valley. For the first three quarters, Sioux Valley was losing, and it wasn't until the final quarter that the boys began to play their hardest and turn the game in their favor. Coach Mike Matthews says that he believes the turning point in the game was when his team rallied to tie the score.
But I think that the real pivotal point in the entire game that sent us into the win was we were down by 3 points. I think we were maybe 2 minutes left in the game, and Dawson came up the court. He got a pass or dribbled into it, but his man was right on him, and he shot a three-pointer right in that guy's face, and it went in. It tied the game. The crowd went crazy. I went crazy, and our team kind of finally realized, okay, we're going to win this game and we'll fight to the end to do it. And we're able to do that. All the kids contributed. It was fantastic.
Furthermore, Coach Matthews says that though this tournament does not directly benefit the team for state, it helps them learn what they need to strive for.
It helps us realize that we can come from behind and win. And it also helps us realize that we've got to play with passion and all our energy every quarter of the games, instead of just saving it for the very end. We had to come from behind. That's not always an easy thing to do. And so I think it prepares us mentally in a little better way for being able to come from behind and to realize it's not easy. It's a lot better to start out strong and stay strong the entire game instead of play with low energy and then try to fight and crawl back at the very, very end.
Along with the team victories, several people from both teams won individual awards. On the girls' team, Emily Hartley won MVP. Sabrina Drasik, Ayla Loper, Mariah Reynolds, and Serena Drover all made the all-tourney team. Along with this, Ayla Loper won the Bruce Gunderson Heart and Hustle Award, and Ellie Beach won for the girls' JV team. On the boys' team, Dustin Drover won MVP, and Dawson Matthews and Talison Waterhouse made the all-tourney team. This weekend, the Sioux Valley teams have conference games where they will again compete against Inanna. Both teams are confident in having successful and competitive games. For KTNA, this is Caitlin Daly.